You are listening to CITR 101.9. We are broadcasting live from the ancestral, territorial, and unceded lands of the Musqueam people in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Quiet. Hello, it's Kyla back again with another week of the Chart Show. Thought we'd start it off with like a nice calm jam. I really like that one. This week we've got a mix of songs that I like and songs from the charts, so it's kind of just everything. It's whatever. But hi, hello, how are you? Hope that you are doing well. Today in Vancouver, it is dreary, to say the least. It's been a little rainy the past few days, and Today is no exception, but hopefully it's looking up. I haven't looked at the weather, but I feel like it should be looking up because I don't think I'm ready for all the rain yet. I'm looking here. Okay, it says the weekend is supposed to be sunny. I mean, that's still 5 days from now, but I have hope. I have hope that it'll be nice. Are we going to start doing the weather on this show? I feel like that's going to start being a thing, but anyway, it's just me today. Leanne has a class, so she won't be able to make it, even though I told everyone last week that she would be here this week. She's not, but she will come at some point one day, I believe. I had this whole plan. I was like gonna interview her. She's got great music taste. But that's okay. It's just me today, so we're gonna be talking less, playing more music, but that's all good. Happy equinox. Trying to think of things to say. It is, I think today is the first day of fall. Maybe it was yesterday. I actually don't know, so I'm clearly a fake fan, but that's exciting. Now it's like officially fall, pumpkin spice season, or whatever you like, pumpkin patches, and I don't know, like when I was younger, like in high school, it was always like, oh, pumpkins and like football games, and I was like, this has never happened to me once. I've been to 4 football games in my entire life, so I feel like that must be like an American high school trope because I have not experienced that. Also, I'm from Calgary and it kind of snows in Calgary in like October, so fall is about like a week and a half and then it's just winter until spring, which is about a week and a half, and then it's just summer, so not exactly pumpkin patches and football games. But we're going to keep it going with the music. So I'm going to be playing a few tracks. Half of them are from the charts, half of them aren't. So I'm just not even going to give you the numbers. But most of the music that's being played this week has been played on the charts before. So still local music, still music that CRTR loves to support. So we're going to start it off with How Cool Is That by the Foreign Diplomats, and I really hope you enjoy.
I'm getting out of the city tonight. I want to go back to work. The colors of the sky, I follow me in the car. How cool is that?
How cool is that? keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
We don't have many enemies here at CITR, but we do like to keep our friends close. And when you become a member of CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today to get discounts at Audiopile, Red Cat, Vinyl Records, Hooked on Phono, Rufus Guitar and Drum Shop, Tapestry Music, The Cinematheque, Kerner's Pub, Stormcrow, The Pint, and Fortune Sound Club. For more info, visit CITR.ca/friends.
From September 26th to October 11th is the Vancouver International Film Festival. VIFF presents the world's best cinema fused with related talks and events in a unique Films Plus model. Annually, VIFF presents over 320 films and events, plays host to approximately 400 industry professionals from around the globe, and boasts the largest Canadian film program in the world. Tickets are on sale now. Go to VIFF.org or the Van City Theatre box office to purchase yours today.
Wake up.
That was Distinctive Details by Sunrise Social off their album St. Helena. And then before that was New Compassion by Hearts. And then it was How Cool Is That by the Foreign Diplomats off their album Manami. So we've got some good jams coming today. What else? We've got some concerts coming up, as you may or may not know. This is the week where I'm going to go to 4 concerts and completely ignore the rest of my responsibilities. But there's more concerts than just those, so I will go through them. Icy is here. Yeah. She's not going to say hi, but she was just showing me some papers during the break. So if you hear ruffling, that's what it was. But she's stressing. She's just trying to get some passports, but it's fine. Anyway, today for concerts on Monday, we've got Rick Ross coming to the Harbor Event Center. So if you're into that, definitely go check that out. We've got Rye and Looney at the Vogue Theater and Despised Icon at the Biltmore and Man with a Mission at the Imperial, Jade Monet at Fortune Sound Club. Tuesday, we've got Elton John again at Rogers Arena, which I feel like might be wrong because he performed. He performed on Saturday and Sunday, but I don't know. Maybe he's just like performing a lot so everyone can come. I'm not sure. We've got Banks at the Orpheum and Tom Savage at the Heatley. Then on Wednesday, we've got Vampire Weekend at Deer Lake Park, which I'm going to with CITR President Alec Christensen. So shout out to him. We're going to go. They're his favorite band, so that's going to be really exciting. He's going to be very excited. I've liked them for a long time, probably since middle school. So that's going to be really exciting because I feel like I'm realizing my middle school child dreams of going to see Vampire Weekend. And there's this movie. Oh, what's it called? There's this movie, it comes from a book. I don't remember what the book is called. This is not helpful. But I will find it, and I will tell you during the next break. I will find it, and I will let you know. But they're in, like, a mental hospital because this kid tries to, like, kill himself. Trigger warning, I guess. And but at the end of it, he and, like, the girl he falls in love with at this story, in this story, they, like, go to a Vampire Weekend concert. And I was like, wow, that's so cute. Because, like, the whole time he's like, she's too cool. Like, she wouldn't like Vampire Weekend. But then they're, like, sitting there and he's like, hey, like, do you want to go see Vampire Weekend? She's like, I love Vampire Weekend. I'm going to find out what movie it is and book. The book was better than the movie. I just really can't remember the name. But I will get back to you. Anyway, so Vampire Weekend on Wednesday. Matthew and the Atlas at the Biltmore. And then we've got Meta Lucifer at Rickshaw Theater. And then on Thursday, we've got Cigarettes After Sex at the Commodore Ballroom, which I'm also going to. And we've got a Cigarettes After Sex song coming up, one of my favorites, Sweet. I'm crazy excited. It's going to be a really good time. I love the Commodore. It's a great venue. I got a tattoo back in July, and the tattoo artist, my boy Neil, he's going to be there. So hopefully I will see Neil because he was very nice. It's just the most like relaxing dream pop I can imagine. And it makes me kind of sad, but like it's also really cute and like soft. And I feel like it'll just be a good show to just kind of like embrace the music. And tickets were really cheap. So like if you want to go to a last minute concert on Thursday, I don't think it's sold out. You should definitely go. I highly recommend it. Their music is great. So I'm really, really looking forward to that one. But enough of me just fangirling. We've got Polo and Pawn at the Vogue Theater on Thursday night as well. Periphery at the Rickshaw Theater. Eddie DuPont or Edie DuPont at the Centennial Theater. Sawa at Fortune Sound Club. Pernell Richard at a bunch of different places. The Brighton Pub and New West Farmers Market. Lots of different places like that. On Friday, we've got Mahalia at the Biltmore. I'm going to screw this up. Nilufer Yanya at Fortune. Yodo at the Commodore. Looks like we've got some kicks, which is, I believe, like EDM at Celebrities. So if you feel like partying, that's the place to go. We've also got the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra at the Orpheum on Friday, which, as if you remember from last week, I was very excited about classical music, so that's good. Then on Saturday, I know that Monsters and Men are coming to the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center, because I'm going to that one too. But I'm very excited. That one is like peak, like I listened to Little Talks every single day of my life for like 2 years in middle school, and I really just need to hear it in person. Hopefully they play it. They just released a new album. I think it's called Alligator, and it's really good. And their other album too. Their first and second albums were both wonderful, but the first one I listened to more, but it is really good. They're going to be really good. I think it'll be exciting. It's at UBC, which is very close to where I live, so that makes it easier. I don't have to worry about getting like downtown or anything like that. I'm trying to convince people to come with me, but you gotta go and do things by yourself sometimes. So that'll be fun. That's three of the concerts. The fourth one is on Monday, which is Lana Del Rey, which is at Rogers Arena. It's going to be insane. I never thought I would actually see her in concert, so that's like kind of exciting. I know a lot of people have like mixed feelings about her and like what she does, but I think she's real cool and she makes good music in my opinion. So I'm excited. But anyway, Saturday, we still got 2 days before then. So of Monsters and Men, Benjamin Francis Leftwich is playing at the Imperial. Crumb is playing at Fortune Sound Club. Christian French is playing at the Biltmore. The VSC or VSO is playing at the Orpheum again. And then on Sunday, we've got Hatchie at Fortune. David Hickey at the Space. Bear Call and Tanglers at Astoria. And that's it. So that's some good concerts. We've got some good concerts. There's always good concerts, though. Vancouver's got a really full and lush live music scene compared to Calgary. Don't get me wrong. I've seen tons of great bands in Calgary, but I feel like every week I look and see a new band that I want to go see when I'm here. So I feel really lucky to get to do that. But we will continue. We've got a Cigarettes After Sex song coming up with this one. It's called Sweet. It is a love song, and it's so pretty, and it's in like a bunch of my like in love playlists. So I really hope you guys enjoy this one, because I love it.
Watching the video that you sent me. does it for me. It's so sweet. So sweet.
the Study and Go Abroad Fair is back in town on Sunday, September 29th at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out the Travel Zone for internships, language travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com. Admission is free.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
I always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM with Kyla and the Chart Show. What you just heard was Think About You by Primp off their album Half Bloom, and then Have You by The Tallies off their album Tallies, and then a new single from Munya, Dove off Dove, and then Cigarettes After Sex also. If you were tuned in before and you're still here, the name of the book and the movie about Vampire Weekend is, it's kind of a funny story, and like the movie has Emma Roberts in it, but the movie's not as good as the book. Like, the book is better, but anyway, that's beside the point. I thought that I could quickly recount you with a fun story about what I did this weekend. On Friday night, I went to the Richmond Night Market. If you don't know what the Richmond Night Market is, you are missing out. It is a market in a parking lot beside the Bridgeport train station in Richmond, which is south of Vancouver. And there's like food and shops and like all sorts of fun stuff. Like, it's mostly Asian-influenced, but there was lots of different stuff. So we went because I really, really, really wanted to go, and we tried a lot of food. We didn't do any shopping because we didn't want to spend the money. It's all cash, which we were not aware of, and then the ATMs were kind of like a pain, so definitely bring cash. But we tried a few things. So we tried some barbecue squid, and we gave it a solid 3 out of 10. At first, we were like, okay, like, this isn't bad. But it really stressed us out to eat the tentacles. Like, they had a really weird texture, and it was very chewy. The sauce was good, but not a fan. We did not finish it. It was also, like, $12, and it was very expensive. So that was kind of a bust. And then, so we, like, went on Reddit and, like, tried to find what else we could eat, like what was recommended. So then we went to this place and got like mango crab balls, and I'm not like the biggest fan of crab, but I do really like mango, so I thought it would work. And they definitely weren't bad, but like there was, I think you got like 6 or 8 or something, so we both had 4, and it was just like 4 was a lot. Like, they were very greasy, and I just like couldn't really handle it. But they were okay. They were fine. They tasted good. They had a weird consistency, though. Like, I thought they were going to be, like, hard, kind of like a crab cake, but they were kind of squishy. So that was kind of weird. And then we kind of wandered around for a while, and then we saw this older gentleman with, like, this huge bowl of, like, mango and ice, and I was like, I don't care where that's from or how much it is. I need it in my life. So we found the little stand, and it was like mango and mochi shaved ice. There was also like strawberry and mango, which I kind of wish we got instead, because I screwed up and I was like, mochi sounds good. And then halfway through, I was like, just kidding, I don't want this anymore. But it was good. I really like shaved ice. I really like snow cones. They're like one of my favorite treats, even though I know it's literally just ice and sugar water. But I think it's delicious, so I'm super down. Mangoes are my favorite fruit, so it was kind of like a match made in heaven. But it was wonderful. And I'm happy we went. I'm glad that I experienced the Richmond Night Market. I'd been wanting to go for like 3 years, and I hadn't been. So I finally got to go. Will I ever go again? Probably not. Like maybe again next summer to see if anything is different. Maybe like look at the shops and stuff. But it was interesting. It was cute. There were like lots of kids. It wasn't too busy because we kind of went on a cold night, and it's also September now. Like I'm assuming it's much busier in the summer. But everyone should go. It's easy to get to by transit. There's lots of signs. There's colorful lights. It's really fun. So that was my anecdote. I just felt like I needed to give you guys a story, tell you about my life. And that's kind of the only thing I've done in the past few days. So that was that. But I will say bye and play you just a few more songs on the way out. So I hope you all have a great week. I will be very excited to tell you all about the concerts next week. I've been using them for content for like 3 weeks now. I don't see it stopping anytime soon. But we've got a couple jams coming up for you right now. So first we're going to have Property by Material. And then we're going to finish off today with Love Cuffs by Bored Decor. So I hope you guys all have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening. And I will see you guys next week. Bye.
best fool in the mess. To which request I acquiesce, I confess. Yes, I can talk with this. I'm a child indulgence into my bloodstream. Love is not the kind of thing that you can kill with gauze and tea. This proposition, no way, please listen. You don't know what you're missing out on. Package me, ship me away. Don't wanna leave here, don't wanna stay. Turn me apart and catalog me. Circumvent my monologuing, circumcise me.